كان تمدان راس جانان جل سلا كيا چكسر ميل تنجيرا تسمي سري غروينو مونكن كروتي باچالم پنگون لنغياتي گريم جات كريپا تمهم وندي वंशाकल्पतरुभ्य कृपा सिंधुभ्य पतिता पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः आजानुलंबित भुजो कनकावदातो संकीर्तनैकपितरो कमलायताक्ष विश्वम्भरो विजयवरो जुगधर्म पालो वन्दे जगत्प्रियकरो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिषे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपति गोपीश गोपिका कंत राधा कंत नमस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसूते देवी प्रणवामि हरिप्रिये वृन्दायै तुलसीदेव्यै प्रियायै केशवस्य च कृष्णभक्तिप्रदे देवी सत्यवत्यै नमो नमः हिन्दीते बोलबो नाकि First of all, I beg mercy from all of you because for my drawback in speaking English. However, I am ordered by my god brother Narayan Maharaj to speak in English. I shall try, though my English is very wrong and full of errors, grammatically and literature. However, don't take offense from my part. We are trying to attain what? God, or service to God. We are trying to attain which thing? What is our errand? We don't want God, but service to Him. How fun is this? We want service to Him and not Him. His person cannot be enjoyed by us. This is a subject of devotion and not enjoyment. By only devotion, the service can be attainable. Otherwise, by enjoying efforts, it is not available. Then it is utmost necessary for us to practice devotion. Whatever we have, we must devote it for his enjoyment. The more we will devote, the more we will proceed near him. This is the main thing. How this devotion is possible? One who does not devote, never can attain God. We all want everything to enjoy. There are religions in this world, they always praying for their enjoyment, for their peace, for their salvation, but all these are not devotion. Though they offer something for his service, for his pleasure, such as sweetmeats, flowers, garlands, etc. But main object is to get something from him in return. But by this process of service or puja or God cannot be attained. The service cannot be attained. The main object is there because to get something from him. Therefore, Krishna cheats them by paying those things which the world craves, but prays for. Krishna jodi chute bhakti, bhukti mukti diya, kobhu bhakti nahi den, rakhen lukaiya. This is the statement of the wise man, of the devotee. But we are trying to devote everything, but it is very difficult with our own effort. It is very difficult to devote everything. It is only possible by the company of devotees. Bhaktistu bhagavad bhakta sangina purijayati. Devotion is attainable by keeping the company of the devotees, pure devotees. This qualification is obtained. It is emanated to every soul by the person who possesses it. Unless and until we get such a devotee, it is never possible. Satsanga prapate pumbhi sukritoi purvasanchitoi. But such devotee is very rare in this world, very rare. And we can get it by our good works, not good works. What is the meaning of good works? By the work which renders service to him and his devotees. This is meant by good. Sukriti, good works. Kriti means doing. Su, good. What is that good? Now we think the service to man is service to God. These are utterly false, though a partial truth is present in it. Japanna devata bhakta jojanti suddhyannita teyupi mameva kumtya. This is stated by our Lord Krishna. Service to any other demigods is service to me. Though it is, it can be called, but it is not properly, not appropriately. Jayant avidhi purvam. This is not the proper law, vidhi, proper instruction. How is that? We do not understand. To serve man is to serve God. This is the thinking of most of us in this present time. But it is partially truth. Man is nothing without the position of God. He is a very small fraction of the spiritual subject. Mamai bangsa jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana. Though this fraction word is uttered here, but the fraction means not the fraction of the subject. It's possessing all sorts of qualities, all sorts of potencies. But this fraction is the fraction of the potency. Mamai bangsa, it does not mean as the portion of Lord Krishna is Narayan, Ramchandra and other Godheads. Angsa means the portion of potency, part of potency, not of the possessor of the potency. When it is possessor of the potency, then it is God, the Lord Vishnu. So there is such difference. The part of the potency cannot be equal to the possessor of the potency. This is the main thing of relation we should always remember. Therefore, a potency always serves his master, possessor. So we are the potency of Lord Krishna, and our religion is to serve him only. But in this case, which we are undergoing, it has become opposite. We are not serving him, we are serving our senses. We are serving our senses. This is opposite in thinking. How it can be removed? Krishna bahirmukha hiya bhogavancha kare nikatastha mayatari japatiya dham. It has occurred only by the influence of Maya. Why Maya influenced him, influenced us? Who is the who is to blame, whether Maya or ourselves? whether Maya has doing the wrong, has done the wrong, or we are doing wrong. We first have done the wrong. We have forgotten. We have forgotten Krishna, the relationship between Him, because we have got some very little swadhinata, independence. By misusing that swadhinata, independence, this occurred. This independence is whenever be again utilized in the service, then we may get the real service, a real connection, a real relation. And how now the influence of Maya can be removed? There are such instructions in our religious scriptures. To become free from Maya. And this is only possible whenever we can be able to get the association of a devotee who is free from Maya. So, this is utmost thing to have such a person who is freed from Maya. And then, not only that, the freeness is not our goal. But after freeness, the true religion, true relation between Krishna and ours is not only available by a freedman. If he does not possess love or prema towards Krishna, then that source of freeness is not the best thing for us. Though it is better to become free, still we are not very much successful, the best successful, unless and until we get the true connection and in connection in point of service to Him. That service is the best thing. We do not want to enjoy Krishna, but we are always eagerful to see Krishna, to get something from Krishna, to have His company. But what is the main object? To serve Him or to enjoy Him? Why we are trying? We are trying always to enjoy, because this is our character now so changed by the influence of Maya. By the influence of Maya, we try to enjoy even who is to serve. That is not devotion. We should give her that sort of enjoyment. In every side, we are trying to see Him. Why? He is very beautiful. So we are willing to see Him. But not that. The devotee wishes to see Him, not to enjoy Him, enjoy His beauty, but wishes to serve Him. How it is possible? We cannot think of it. Our character is to enjoy. Now it is turned, which is not pure. In pure position, thank you. However, I can remember what is to be done by me, because there is one who is sitting by my side. He remembers me what is to be done. So I take leave for this time. Thank you.
मैं आपके समान अब्जर्व नहीं हो सकता। आपको तन मन की कोई सुध बुध नहीं रहती।
I try to express my idea to them, but it is very difficult for me for the
language.
If Bengali is allowed, then I can express.
Yes, Bengali is allowed. Everything allowed. सब कुछ allowed है आपके लिए।